Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 20th. Wednesday, February the 20th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. Excuse me, I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to introduce a topic that's not really an introduction. The entire year for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you already understand that this entire year is and has been devoted to the kingdom. So we know that the church age is gone or done or out, and the kingdom age is in. So my brothers and my sisters, today we want to talk about the theology of the kingdom. This is called kingdomology. Now, you guys know I like to coin phrases and come up with new words like cleronomics or claronization and feelingpreneur and, you know, superpreneur and, you know, different words, even the Master Teacher 33. So kingdomology is a term kind of like magneticology or magnetology, which is another word, again, that I just kind of, you know, I just kind of throw these words together. But again, when you research it or you Google it, it's already out there. But we want to use it in a different flavor. We want to express it in a different way. We want to express, expose, and expand something that's extremely important for you, and that is understanding that kingdomology is magnetology. So we're talking about magnetism during a private show or the pay-per-view series, and we want to continue breaking that down because a lot of people are losing or have lost their magnetism, and we need to get it back. And a lot of people, they've never had magnetism. They've always worked. They went out to get stuff. And so we've come from a culture or a climate that teaches us to be, you know, getters, to go out and get. They don't teach us to be havers. So the kingdom, in the kingdom, now remember the kingdom is totally different from the church. So we're out of the kingdom, the church age, and we're now into the kingdom age. And in the kingdom, there's a king that has keys that establishes a particular kingdom. And we know that the word kingdom comes from the Greek word basileia. Now, again, we broke this down already, but for the people who may be new or who may not, you know, have had an opportunity to listen to that series or join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And also, if you're interested, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, I'm interested in joining the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center so we can break down kingdomology. So that way you, remember, we serve the King of Kings. So the question is, who are the other kings? Now, when I say serve, I mean that we are made in the image and the likeness of. King has kings. It's interesting because that word occurs, king, or the word king of kings, 221 times in the Helios Biblios, or the Bible. So the word king or the word king of kings occurs many, many times. I like what it says in Revelation 19:16. Revelation 19:16 is an extremely important as we're talking about understanding kingdomology. So the kingdomology is based upon the king of kings. That means there's other kings. And the Lord of Lords, that means it's other lords. You are the king and you are the Lord because it's gender neutral, because it has to do with a disposition. It doesn't have to do with a place where, again, as we've been taught and as I will throughout this year prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you guys know that $10,000 out there for anybody that can prove me wrong, which what the statements that I'm making. Which is kingdomology is God's cosmology, one. Kingdomology is God's theology, two. Kingdomology is God's magnetology or magnetology, three. So those are the three positions, if you want to use that term, and I use that word loosely, of the kingdom. Now, in the kingdom, as we've talked about before, it goes back to establishing what I'm going to be talking about Sunday morning. Again, so join me Facebook Live Sunday around 11:30, 12. I'm going to talk about the kingdom mindset, the kingdom language, and the kingdom living. This gives you, again, the ability to understand what we talked about in the private show, John 8:1, when Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Mount has to do with a higher place. Olives has to do with peace and authority, peace and power, peace and security. So this power is how we maintain our alignment, which maintains our vibration, which maintains our attractiveness. So your purpose, again, is to understand the awakened state. And the awakened state is to understand hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, which represents, again, the four, which are really five, but there's always a missing element of the awakened state. Because your enemy is your own mind. So in the kingdom, it's all about a kingdom mindset. It's a kingdom just because the word kingdom means basileia in the Greek. So your human imagination is your image that creates your nation. That's why the word imagine, nation. Look at the word. It's the word image and the word nation. So the Bible talks about fear is a lack of control of the imagination, the images that create your nation. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, you creating all of the images in your own head. Now, I know those images in your head, again, if you hold it in your head, you will manifest it in your hands. If you put it in your head, it's a matter of time before it shows up in your hands. And so we're putting the wrong things in our head. So kingdomology is the understanding of God's cosmology, God's theology, and God's magnetology. It's this ability, again, to wrap our brains around, you know, the truth. Now, that's what we have to break down because there's a lot of versions of the truth. So we got to trace it back until we get the truth. Now, the whole purpose of the kingdom is to understand the King of Kings that it talks about in Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. So let's start with verse 15. Revelation 19:15 says, out of his mouth comes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, image nations, imaginations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. Didn't say nothing about clay or copper. Iron, hemoglobin. And he threateth the winepress of fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God. Verse 16, Revelation 19, 16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So Revelation 19, 16 talks about this King of Kings. But he's also the Lord of Lords. Now the other kings and the other lords are you and I. So your job is to understand kingdomology. So it's a total different, again, language, a total different mindset, and a total different lifestyle. So you got to exchange the current life for the new life. You got to out with the old, in with the new. And keep it in mind that, again, when you look at the word king and the word lord, they both refer to a mental disposition. So when we talk about Basileia or Basileius, it's talking about, again, a particular mental disposition that is the foundation of power and sovereignty that allows you to be the Lord over the land being the body. This is the foundational principles of understanding kingdomology. Now, again, this is just an introduction to kingdomology from a perspective of going back to the original intent of the Father, the big G, the original intent of the thing at the time that the thing was created. That means it's going back to Genesis chapter 1, before the thing was manipulated, before, again, the current crest was manipulated with the crisp, what we call Constantine or the Council of Nicaea. So this gets into understanding the foundations of understanding what the kingdom is all about. So Yahushua came, and he came preaching and talking about the kingdom. Now, we know this if we look at in the book of chapter 1. Now, again, in Acts, chapter 1 is the foundation of kingdomology. Because in Acts 1:1, it says, the former trustees have I made. Former trustees. That means book. That means gnosis. The word trustees also actually means logos in the Greek. So that means that there was a previous word. That means eon. That means disposition. That means, again, zodiac, if we talk about zodiac sign, because, again, this is a different eon and a different age. All of these topics and ideals I will be breaking down in vivid detail, you know, in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. For the members, we already started. I'll be talking about it this Sunday, and we're going to be breaking down the 666, the 777, the 888, which is the name of Yahushua. When you use numerology, which is a part of kingdomology. So kingdomology, ology means words. Kingdom means rulership. So Yahushua came preaching the kingdom. How do we know? Acts 1:1. The former prestige have I made, O Theophilus. I mean, look at that word. Theo and then Philus. Theo means God. Philus or Philae means love. God of love. Of all that Jesus began to both do and teach. So here is Theophilus, who's breaking down everything that Jesus did. And then we're going to break down that Jesus and what that means as well. I'll be touching on that this Sunday and for the rest of this year. The word do and the word teach. The word teach is the word didasko or didaskolas, where I get the word didactic. So teach means didactic discourse. That's what I'm doing right now. Verse 2, Acts 1:2 says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Which simply means, when we break that down, and we will be breaking that down as well, that after he was physically, if we want to use that term, removed, he still was spiritually on the planet. through what you and I call, or what the scriptures call, the Holy Ghost. And remember, all of these are terms that are what is called in the ancients a personification. That means that it is an expression of a allegory and a synonym. So allegories and synonyms are what the Bible calls parables or parabole in the Greek. So Jesus never taught unless he taught in an allegory and a symbolism or parabole or a parable. Now, without understanding that, then you don't have the ability to understand kingdomology or what the kingdom is talking about. So everything in the kingdom is based upon understanding the kingdom language. That gives you a kingdom mindset, which gives you a particular kingdom lifestyle. That makes you magnetic. So that is magnetology. That's theology words that establishes magnetism, attractiveness. So your words attract things into your life, people into your life, means into your life. Wrong words, you attract the wrong things. Now, we also know this biblically based upon Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. We know that the world was framed by the word, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Things that are visible was created by things that are not visible. Again, that's in Hebrews. So this is the biblical proof of the magnetic narrative. Now, we can go into physics, which we've been breaking down during the series, and we're on part four, part five. We'll continue part five later on tonight for the members. Again, if you're not on that series, again, how to become a personal magnet, how to establish personal magnetism. That way, your relationships, that way, wisdom, health, and wealth are attracted to you. So if you have a problem in any one of those areas, the solution is automatically drawn to you. So the purpose of this kingdomology is so that way you can be a king or a queen on this dimension, because there's gender here, but there's no such thing as gender in the vibrational realm, in the spiritual realm. So you're able to magnetize the self. Well, how do we know that? Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, it says, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. So the physical Yahushua was gone. Spiritual Yahushua was still here. And he showed himself alive, Z-O-A, Z-O-E, Zoe and Zoao. Z-A-O. That is the purpose of the kingdom. The purpose of the kingdom is physical death doesn't stop the king, the kingdom. It means to continue to enjoy real life. This word Z-A-O means to enjoy real life. So that means that there must be a fake life. The physical life is a fake life. The spiritual life is a real life. It means to have true life worthy of the name. It means to have endless, and again, you can look this up for yourself, Strong Concordance number G2198, G2198, the Greek word Z-A-O, give us the English word life. It means to endless life in the kingdom of God. So this is kingdomology, brothers and sisters. This is eternity. This is kingdomology. This is not, I can't find taught on the planet. This is why this is so important. Because the kingdom age is here. The king has established the kingdom. And it's important for us to understand how kingdomology works. So kingdomology is magnetology. It establishes your words, create your magnetism. Your magnetism draws men, means, and resources. Everything that you need for life and godliness. Because that's what the king of kings. He wants you to establish real life. A life worthy of the name. Worthy of your name. Worthy of his name. It is endless. It is an endless manner of living with morals or mortality of character in the kingdom of God. That's what that scripture means. Or that's what that word means when we see the word life. So in Acts 1:3, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion. Notice how your life comes. The life comes after the passion. It doesn't come before the passion. Now, that word passion is off the hizzle, faux shizzle. In fact, we got to look that one up. So when we say the English, when we say the word passion, it comes from a Greek word that we don't, you know, we don't really break it down the same way it is in the original text.
G 3958. Pascho.
Pascho. So pascho. Pascho is the Greek word for the English word passion. So, and when we see that word, it means to be or to have or to feel or to experience or to undergo. Now, let me say that again. Pascho. It has to do with an experience that leaves an impression. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. This is kingdomology. So if you don't have this, you can't enter the kingdom. Now, I call this an emotional charge. So something that is frequently repeated produces an emotional charge. Another way I refer to it as getting your toes curled. So if your toes ain't curled, guess what happens? You can't enter into the kingdom. So what's missing today is toe curling experiences, meaning you're not in love, meaning you just tolerate, and people tolerate you, you tolerate them. But nobody's elevated. Nobody's blood is elevated. So that's why, again, frequent intense training, the reason I exercise this way is because it leaves an impression. It leaves an impression in my DNA. It requires me to elevate my heart rate. Because if your heart ain't in it, boo-boo, you can't win it. Thus, the problem as to why the kingdom doesn't exist yet on the planned net. But oh, it's coming. Because I'm establishing a group of people who understand kingdomology, the kingdom mindset, the kingdom language, and the kingdom living. Because Yahushua already started it. And it's time to use your imagination to continue it. The ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, kingdomology is truthology. And this truth shall make you free. It doesn't ask. Kingdomology, my brothers, kingdomology, my sisters, is to understand it pashus, which means that there is something that is so powerful, there is an experience or a sensation that leaves a DNA-level impression that overrides man's or Satan's reality with God's theology, kingdomology. That's magnetism. It's like you're getting stamped with the power. It means that you are actually vexed with passion. So that means that you are overwhelmed with purpose. Nothing happens until that happens. Now, again, I'm going to be breaking this down further this Sunday on my Facebook Live channel. I'll be bringing the word or sharing the word at the Fountain of Living Water. And if you are in the San Antonio, Texas area, I invite you to come out and join me. Meet me there. Address is 411 Fargo. Excuse me, on the east side of San Antonio. If not, join me on my Facebook Live. I'll be broadcasting Facebook Live as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the most important piece of information that you must hear. If you don't get it from me, get it from somebody else, or get it from the Father himself. It's imperative. You cannot go into, because you got to receive power. You cannot go into the new year. You cannot continue to vibrate in 2019, because after 2019 comes 2020. 2020 is the year of 2020 vision. It is the optical year. It's the year that the Father removed the scales from everybody's eyes so everybody can see. Everybody will have 2020 vision. So your job, my brothers, is to be ahead of the curve instead of behind the curve. And notice it said to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion. How? By infallible proof, IMRs. That's why if you don't have IMRs, the way, I don't know what you got, but yeah, you might want to take that back. You might want to get a refund. You might want to get your money back. Because what you got, you probably got King James Version. But I don't know if you have the original. Because the original, you have something called infallible. So if you don't have infallibleness, then what you got is, yeah. Now, what is infallibleness? Let's break it down.
Strong's G, 5039. Techmedion.
So if you don't have Techmedion, and again, we're just going one layer deep because this is just an introduction today. So Techmedion, it means indubitable evidence. It means something surely and plainly known. It's infallible. It means Techmedion. It simply means something that has a fixed limit. For me, that is a.k.a. Theo Mathematics. That is the math, because again, it's fixed. Excuse me, what some people call vortex mathematics. Now, you can, you know, you call it whatever you want to call it, but it's a fixed. 2 fixed plus 2 fixed equals 4 fixed. It doesn't go up or down. It's fixed. It's permanent. It is indubitably evidence. That means it's self-evident. Now, for some folks, mathematics is not good enough. I understand. But I don't know, no matter where you go, mathematics is universal. Math doesn't. 2 plus 2 equals 4 in any country. Now, they may say, you know, 4 in a different language, like cuatro, but it's still 4. It's still, if you take a stick and you write 1 line, 2 lines, 3 lines, 4 lines, there's still 4 scratches. In the ground. You may call it something else, but it's infallible. Now, brothers and sisters, we can talk about a lot of different things. We can argue and debate. But certain things are, again, infallible. That's what Yahushua brought to the table, infallibleness. That's the kingdom. And what I will be sharing, not only in this broadcast, but in all broadcasts and everything that I've been sharing, is those or that infallibleness. That's called IMRs, immediate measurable results. That's magnetism. That's how you establish magnetism, because it's concrete. It's like a lion. The lion doesn't need to prove he is the lion. He has something called teeth and claws and lots of muscles that is infallible. Because if his jaws, if he put his teeth in your spine, you will know he's, I mean, probably a little bit too late for you after at that point, but you'll know he's a lion. It's infallible. It's infallible. It says being seen of them. Everybody can see it. And it said being seen of them 40 days and speaking in things pertaining to the kingdom of God. What was he speaking again, brothers and sisters? What was he speaking again? Now, I'm not making this up. This is inside the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. He came to them speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So the ability to understand the kingdom of God. Now, that word, kingdom, let's look it up in the Greek once again.
932, Basileia. Basileia.
Basileia is kingdomology. Basileia is kingdomology. Let it resonate. Take a little bit. Basileia is kingdomology. Now, Basileia is kingdomology. Kingdomology. That's how you become magnetized. Kingdomology. Basileia. So Basileia is a Greek word that we get the English word kingdom. Basileia, it means royal power, kingship, dominion, rule, not to be confused with an actual kingdom, but rather the right or the authority to rule over a kingdom. Basileia is the authorized. It is the author who rises. You got to be an author in order to rise. It is the royal power conferred to Christians in the Messiah's kingdom. Now, remember what we talked about? First base, discipleship. Second base, Messiahship. Third base, kingdomship. So depending on, are you on first base, second base, or third base? A lot of people are still on first base, discipleship. And then, hey, let's keep it real. Nothing wrong with that. You got to get the basics down, Hebrews 6:1. In order to go on to maturity, you got to understand the basics of Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's first base. Now, a lot of people spend their entire life, and they die on first base. Again, nothing wrong with it. Different strokes for different folks. Me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're going through all three bases, and we're going to go across home plate. We ain't got the slide. We're just going to walk across the base. Because we know the guy in outfield, he ain't got an arm strong enough to throw the fast, to throw the ball to home plate from left field where I can be declared out. So I'm across the plate, and the umpire will declare me safe or saved. Kingdomology establishes magnetology. It makes you an ology, means words, magnet, that is a magnet. A magnet is something that is attractive. Attractive is something that is on a track, T-R-A-C-T. Attractive is attract. So are you on a track? Oh, what had happened was the way your savings account is set up, you're on the wrong track, homeboy. So you run in the race, you come in first place, but the umpire doesn't declare you safe or saved because you ran the wrong race. You running, oh, you're going 1,000 miles an hour. You're ahead of everybody. You in first place, but you're running the wrong race. Now, the Father says that there's going to be many who are going to stand before him and say, Lord, Lord, I heal the sick in your name. I did this and that in your name. He said, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. So you run, you're not attractive. And it's real easy because it's self-evident. It's infallible. IMRs. If you don't got no IMRs, you're running the wrong race. Now, I know a lot of people who are running and running and running, but they don't have no IMRs. They don't have no immediate measurable results. They're not wealthy, they're not healthy, they're not wise, and their toes are not curled. Their life is, you know, they just go payday to payday. They just existing. They're still in the hood of victimhood and survivalhood, but it's all the same hood. So your job is to get on the right track. That means get in the right lane. That means get in the right position. That means get the right diakonia. That gets the right destiny, the right purpose. You get purpose, you get principles. You get principles, you get a process. You get a process, you get a plan. You get a plan, you get a product. You get a product, you get profit. You get profit, you get prosperity. You get prosperity, you go home and you sleep like a newborn baby. You get peace. So if you're on the right track, you got peace. That, my brothers and sisters, is IMRs, immediate measurable results. It's infallible. So if you are on the right track, you are going to have something called proof. It's self-evident. So kingdomology is about understanding theology, God's theology. But to understand God's theology, you got to understand God's cosmology. And see, what had happened was, the way a lot of folks' savings account is set up, it's not set up to receive or to overstand God's cosmology. And so the whole purpose of what I do is to bring that three-stranded cord that is not easily broken all together. And that three-stranded cord is to understand the word of God or the theology of God. And then once we understand the theology of God, we've got to understand the cosmology of God. Once we understand the cosmology of God, then we understand the biology of God. God eternal within the body. So we can use the body to prove God. We can use cosmology to prove God. We can use theology to prove God. So kingdomology is understanding, overstanding, and understanding. Now, brothers and sisters, this separates the men from the boys. This separates the pretenders from the real deal Holyfield. There's a lot of people that have difficulty with theology. The inability to understand, you know, they got different words, and they don't use or they don't understand, again, how to get to the Torah or the Taurus or the Tor or the root by using tachyon or toroidal tachyon and scalar technology. That way you can go from Abzus to Zay to Jesus to Adam to Atom to Atum to Etam. By going through the allegory and the symbolism to get past the history or the his story, the his story, the snake story, which is the fake story. So you're gonna fall for the snake's story. And then you're going to be stuck in the skin that you are in. And your skin makes you the snake's kin. Your skin makes you the snake's kin. That's why you're in skin. Because before the fall, Adam and Eve didn't have skin. We're going to be breaking that down on Sunday. So the skin that you are in makes you the snake's kin. And that's extremely important to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, because that is the snake's story. Your skin makes you the snake's kin. So how do we get out of this skin so that we can stop being the snake's kin? Well, we need theology. After we get some theology, we need cosmology. After we get cosmology, we need a little biology. That three-stranded cord, not $10,000 if you can break it. I got $10,000 for you if you can break that three-stranded cord. Can't break it because Negroes been trying since the beginning of time. They still trying. Now, people will come away with clever ways that it sounds good. And people will say, oh yeah, I found, you know, hey, this is biological proof. It's the same argument that I have with, you know, people who are, you know, same-sex stuff. When I know that that's not possible. Because the rectum is not an entry point. Biologically, you cannot biologically prove to me that it's designed by the Father as an entry point. That isn't, so I can use biology to destroy all the same-sex stuff. But people come up with clever, again, reason and logic, but it doesn't have IMRs. It doesn't have no immediate measurable results. See, we didn't create, or we don't create. All we do is we discover what is already created. So everything I'm sharing with you today, I didn't create none of this stuff. I'm just discovering what the Father has already created. So it's the ability to discover that the ivory-coated gold that it talks about in Scripture, especially the 12 lions, the six-sided lions, all of the animals that it talks about in the book of Revelations, even the entire human anatomy that it talks about, even King Solomon, even the DNA, even every cell in the body is talking about your biology. So the kingdom being as transcendent, we're breaking down the two witnesses in the book of Revelations that it talks about. That's the two strands of the double helix of the DNA. So, excuse me, the Bible talks about that this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel in the Old Testament. Zerubbabel, we break down that name. I'm going to be breaking that down. That's a private teaching I'll be doing later on this year. Zerubbabel is just like the name Melchizedek. It's a code. Zerubbabel, Z. For the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the letter Z. What is the meaning of that letter? I gave that to you, and I broke that down when we was breaking down the principles of magnetism. This is kingdomology, because letters are fetters. Letters are not letters. Letters are emissions of the Father. They are an electrical magnetic frequency that contains Now, Nikola Tesla was able to pull unlimited energy out of the ether, and he patented it with Tesla patent, P-A-T-E-N, patent 787-412. So Nikola Tesla patented something called the ether. Now, remember, this is kingdomology. This is not taught on the planet. I haven't heard it taught nowhere. And so that way you can clearly understand. I will be sharing, again, Sunday morning. This is just kind of the intro to the Sunday morning message, since I'll only have, about 35, 40 minutes. This was the prior existence that Adam and Eve had with the Father before the fall. That's why when they talked about that after the fall, they noticed that they were naked. So they gave them the snake. Who came to Eve? It was the Bene HaNakash, the upright talking serpent, Bene HaNakash. So without, this is kingdomology. You can't understand the kingdom because the kingdom existed before the church age. And it will exist after the church age. So we're just going back to the way things were. This was the original design. But without understanding Adam, who is an atom, who is an Adam, who is an atom, etymology. If without understanding what happened to Adam, you cannot understand what happened to the atom. So you get lost in the three-stranded cord that's not easily broken. And then you do not over, under, and understand the true essence. Now, again, infallible. This cannot be disproven. The only way that it can be disproven is with a lie, which is easily, you can see through the lie because it doesn't add up. 1 + 1 only equals 2. It doesn't equal 2.5. But people will tell you, well, we're going to use, that's why they come up with this shady math now. They call it guesstimating. They're teaching children in school estimating. What the is that? You don't have to estimate with mathematics. 2 + 2, you ain't got to guess. You don't need no guesstimation. See, they're creating a slippery slope because the powers that be, they already know that's people like me. The powers that be, oh, they know. The powers that be, they know that there's people like me. And people like me, we're going to tell you the. We're not going to tell you a version. We're going to tell you the original. We're going to trace it back using Adam and Atom and Adum and Etom to destroy all of the different versions. And I'm talking about virgin. I'm talking about version. Why is this important? So that way you can become and return back to source, to become one with the big G. Or you have to settle for, anybody looked up the word version? Anybody look it up? You know the word version comes from the word verse. You do know that, right? Or you didn't know that? You know the word version means to turn away from. It means to turn away. Again, go to dictionary.com, go down to the bottom of the page, look it up for yourself. Again, everything I say, again, I recommend you looking up. It means to turn. It means a turning away. The word version comes from the word V-R-S-U-S. Versus. It is a word that means that you turn away. It means a different translation from something else. It comes from a Latin word which means to turn away, to turn. Now, again, without under, over, and understanding etymology, your dogs won't hunt. So you won't understand the melanated chi of the Z deck. You won't understand that the deck that activates the Z that powers the chi that changes the male. That's why Yahushua is the only priest after the order of Melchizedek. There's nobody else. And that's why Melchizedek, nobody knows who he is, where he came from, what he did. He appeared in the Old Testament, and they tithed to a man that wasn't a priest. Why? Why would you pay homage, give money, give a tenth of everything that you own to a guy that's a nobody? in the Old Testament. Why did they tithe to Melchizedek? Why do you pay a tithe to Melchizedek and he wasn't a priest? He wasn't a priest after the order of the Levi priesthood or the Aaron priesthood. Those were the priests of the Old Testament. The New Testament, they did away with the priesthood, and Yahushua brought it back. So Jesus established a priesthood according to the book of Hebrews and the book of Ephesians, where the two seeds are brought together to make one new man, one new seed. Ephesians chapter 2. And we'll be breaking that down again. This is kingdomology that establishes your magneticology or magneticology. Now, brothers and sisters, it's extremely important to understand kingdomology and kingdom thinking, because this changes your nucleus so that way you have what is called new clay, so that way you can see new clear, that way you can see clear. So nucleus represents new clay, so that way you have you can see new clear, you can see clearly. This we did the series already last year on nucleic editing, where we broke down nuclear synthesis. That's what's going on inside of the body right now. What's going on inside of your biology right now? Now, your ability to understand that gives you the ability to wrap your brain around the letter Z, which is the equivalent of the number 8. So the letter Z represents it represents the number 8. The number 8, when you put it on its side, represents infinity. The name Yahushua or Isua or Jesus in numerology, if we do his name, it comes out to 888. That's Hermes thrice glycerus in Egyptology. They just changed the name. Hermes thrice glycerus, that means thrice greatest. That means three times great. That means Father, Son, Spirit. That means the Trinity. That has to do with under over understanding that you can go to any part or anywhere in the country, they're saying the same thing, they're just using different words to trip you up so that way you don't see D, you just see A. The inability to over, under, and understand the cosmos, biology, and theology, so that way you have truthology, which is the foundation of kingdomology. Kingdomology is based upon truth. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man goes to the Father except they go by me. They go through me. So you can't get through the Father unless you go through the Son. So the church is saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing, but I'm saying it in a deeper or a different way. But without understanding what I'm saying, it sounds like I'm saying something different. But when actually I am saying the same thing. But if you don't listen very clearly, that the word is going to fall on stony ground, or it's going to fall and the bird's going to come by and snatch it away. And you will have the inability hearing, not hearing, seeing, but they don't see. Now, as I have in all of the Dear Kinnear reports, I have an entire chapter inside of every Dear Kinnear report that breaks down something that you can't put into the English language. It's like, you just have to get your Dear Kinnear report or do the research yourself or stick around, become a part of Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And I talk about this all the time. And that is understanding biblical, what we call biblical, or understanding the Mazaruth that it talks about in the book of Job. Because whoever controls your biology controls your chemistry. Let me say that again. Whoever controls your biology controls your chemistry. So the devil's tactics is to masquerade as an angel of light, because he under, over, and understands the doctrine that establishes the chi that controls the Z, the electricity and the magnetism. So that way he can manipulate the melanin or the carbon. That's you, by the way, your body. So how does he do that? Well, he's declared occult spiritual warfare. The powers that be, they under, over, and understand right angles, or they understand the length of the hypotenuse, like I say the word, of a right triangle. So all of this, again, is what is called acoustics, geometry, cosmology, astronomy. This was all part of Greek philosophy. And the Kabbalah, or Kabbalist, or Sufism, or Perennialism, or Judaism. So way back in the day, during the Pythagorean Brotherhood, they understood this, and they started something that is now called Freemasonry. They understood alphanumerics that they stole from biblical or theomathematics, which is the ability to understand that the Hebrew alphabet is the alphanumeric, which understands that each letter in the Babylonian gematria was changed during Sargon II. Now, if you know your history, you know Sargon, S-A-R-G-O-N. Sargon, which, again, if you go back and look at the Sumerian kings list, this is one of the Babylonian kings. So there was a numeric value that was based upon Sargon's name that they used. Again, this is called Babylonian numerology, which manipulates God's theology. Oh, the Babylonians, this is why God told Abraham to come out of them, to come out of the Chaldeans and the Babylonians, because of the manipulation of the structure of the alphabet. It was converted. I mean, they took the truth and they turned it upside down, or they put it in reverse. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important to understand and overstand and understand kingdomology. Because kingdomology is God, the real one's theology, God, the real one's cosmology, God, the real one's magnetology. That means inside of the body, everything that you need is drawn to you. You have been given, according to Scripture, everything that you need for life and godliness. But if we do not over and understand theomathematics, that is, theo means God, mathematics, that means numbers. It is the numbers of God. This is what is now called numerology, that's based upon loosely theomathematics, or the numbers of mathematics that's found in the book of Numbers. So God chose to express, expose, and expand himself through biblical alphanumerics and through theomathematics. And it is the over understanding of this cistern that it talks about in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, that talks about cisterns that hold water. Some cisterns don't hold water. It means it got a hole in it. So if you got a hole in your theology, it doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold the word. So in theomathematics, you can actually learn how God has written his entire word in math. That's the language of the kingdom. So God speaks mathematics. Inside of the body and inside of the Bible, there is a mathematical precision called the golden means. It's also called the golden ratio, which equals the golden rule. That three-stranded cord cannot be broken. That's infallible. That's kingdomology. Kingdomology is infallible. You can put your life on it. It cannot return void. It must accomplish that from which it was sent. Why? Because it is based upon the golden means. Emphasis on the word golden. That establishes the golden ratio, where what we call pi, 3.16666 to infinity. And that's based upon the golden rule. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. The second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. That's the golden rule. That establishes the golden ratio. That establishes gold. That's in everything on earth. Every flower, every plant, every rock, every seashell, your ear, your nose, your eye, everything on earth. God has written himself into the pattern and into the fabric of the entire universe. The entire ether is made up of the golden rule, the golden means, and the golden ratio. It is impossible not to see God. You can walk out in a blade of grass and you're looking at God. He put himself in everything. Cosmology, theology, magnetology, the ability to over and understand. God eternal within everything in the universe. So nobody can stand before the Father of Fathers, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, and say they've never had an experience or an encounter with the true living God. DNA is how God has chosen to express, expose, and expand himself in you, as you, and through you. But without understanding the numerical value of the DNA, then you have to settle for a version. Somebody else's interpretation. There is a mathematical precision. There is a watermark that reveals God's divinity in all literature ever written. Everything contains the 66 books of the Bible that comes from the 80 books, all contain God eternal within the books, because God eternal within the body. God eternal within the cosmos. The Bible says that the heavens declare the handiwork. So I can use cosmology. I don't need no Bible. I don't need no biology. I can just use the stars. God uses the stars to illustrate his promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse 15. All throughout the Helios Biblios. In fact, the word Orion, the bear, Ursa Major, the crooked serpent, Draco, all of that's inside of the Bible. Everything that I teach about astrology is inside the Bible. Where do you think I got it from? I took it straight out of the scripture. The constellations, they operate on tracks that are wheels in the ancient text. The 12 constellations that give you your 12 zodiac, the word constellations means Mazaruth. That is in your Bible in the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 9, where it talks about the Mazaruth. It also talks about Virgo or the Virgin. And it also talks about booties. This is in your Bible, Job 38, verse 32. That one is so powerful. Let's read it. Now, I've been doing this for so long that it's child's play now. That's why I don't debate. I just educate. There's not a Negro on the planet that can talk to me about these three that are one. This is kingdomology. This is truthology. This is truth. See, the truth, it doesn't ask. It demands. The inability to over, under, and understand leaves you with King James instead of going straight to the Father yourself. So in the book of Job, again, this is inside your Bible, Job chapter 38, verse 32. Let's read verse 31. Job 38, 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Or can you loosen the bands of the Orion? What are the Pleiades and what is the Orion? Go to Google and type in Pleiades. Go to Google and type in Orion and see what comes up. It's called 12 constellations that line up with the 12 cranial nerves in your brain, that line up with the 12 primary meridian lines in your body, that lines up with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth. I triple dog dare you to go look it up for yourself. Triple dog dare you. This is the size of the Bible. God eternal within the cosmos. See, God, the big G, he don't play. The big G has infallible. He's infallible. The big G is infallible. Now, the little G's, they leave you with question marks. You have some concerns. But the big G, oh, the big G don't play. He shuts it down, boo-boo. There's no demon in hell, out of hell, under hell, stand next to the big G. Can't even hold his shoes. Can't even tie his shoes. Job 38, 32. Look at Job 38, 32. Job 38, 31, canst thou bind the sweet influences. Sweet influences. Oh, man, I wish I had a couple of hours to break that down. Other Pleiades, can you loose the binds or the bands so something is holding everything together of Orion? Canst thou bring forth the Mazaruth in his season? Who's the Mazaruth? Canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? Who is Arcturus and who is his sons? Job 38, 31, 32. God asks Job, I'm asking you. See, God was asking Job because Job like you, I mean, no, not you personally, but, you know, people you know, had a little hot air in his chest. You know, he read a couple of scriptures, and he thought that he was God's gift to the planet. So he didn't understand, and so he kind of like was questioning the big G. Like, you don't want to do that. You know, that's not going to end. It's not going to end good for you, boo-boo. I'm just going to put that out there in the ether. If you question the big G, it's not going to end. It's not going to end good for you. Now the little G, okay, yeah, cool, you're good. But you can't. You do not want to go up against the creator of the known universe. I already tried. It didn't end well for me. Surely it's not going to end well for you. See, we don't. If you don't understand kingdomology, you do not have God's cosmology, theology, or magnetology. You're not a magnet for the big G. You can't establish the kingdom of God on earth. Why? See, the Father over, under, and understands what it says in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him, see, if you can wrap your brain around that, it shuts it down. All arguments and debates end when it comes to kingdomology. For in him we live. See, I could stop there and I could preach and teach for at least a month, minimum, on Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 28, it's a showstopper. Because it tells you specifically where you're at. It says, I like the way it says in the New Living Translation, it says, for in him we live, or in him we have life and motion. But notice where it's at. It's in him. You are a blood cell inside of the body of Christ, or the body of the big G. Like, how many cells do you have in your body? Well, each one of your cells, they're inside of your body right now. They're having a conversation with each other. It's called cellular communication. You can look this up inside, again, biology. Bio. What is biology? B-I-O. That means bio. That means the way by which one lives his life. Ology. That means based upon words. So based upon the words, that's how you live your life. That's called biology. Anybody ever looked up the definition of the word biology? Anybody? Anybody looked it up? You might want to look up the definition of the word biology. It would behoove you if you want to understand kingdom. Now, if you want to stay with tradition, you're good. You don't need the etymology. But if you want to oscillate and vibrate in the kingdom, you have to know. You can't have a belief system. You got to have a knowing system. Now, again, go down to the bottom of the page of the word bios, and then ology. Don't take the first definition. That's Lucifer's definition. They've changed the definition of the words. Lucifer ain't stupid. Again, he knows that there's dudes like me. The Greek word bios, B-I-O-S, means life. Ology means words. It's words that is the science of life for living organisms. It's words produce the structure, the function, the growth, and the origin, evolution, and distribution of what you call life. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among men. That's bios. That's biology. Now, that should hurt your brain. If it doesn't, then you may check your pulse. Let me check mine. Yep, it's still clicking. So we got to check our pulses because some of us, we're part of the walking dead. I mean, no, not you, of course, but, you know, people you know. Now, the word biology, that hurts my brain. That's just one word. We don't want to look. I'm not going to even look at the word theology or the word cosmology, because then, it's going to you could be messed up for the rest of the day. So we're going to say that for another time. Just the word biology. So you mean to tell me, how does words produce living organisms? Can somebody break that down for me? So what I'm doing right now produces living organisms. Absolutely. They call thought form beings, or they call orbs. Go to Google or your favorite search engine. Type in O-R-B-S, orbs. Look it up. Then type in thought form beings. How does thought take on form and become beings? So that's the power you got. That's kingdomology. That's why they don't want you to know this. because they want you to be a poor critter and let somebody else create your world for you. They want to control the narrative. They don't want you to call those things that are not as though they were. They want you to be broke, busted, and disgusted. I'm going to tell you, this is how much money you can make, homie. I'm going to give you your career. I'm going to tell you what job to take. You're going to take that job. That's the only one you get. McDonald's, flipping fries, $12 an hour. That's it for you, boo-boo. And he's like, yes, sir, master. Well, I'm telling you, homeboy, them days gone. The kingdom is here. The king is here. The king is looking for the kings. The Lord is looking for other lords. Basileia Kyrios. Basileia means kingdom. Kyrios means Lord. You're not a peasant. You're a priest. Newsflash. Acts 17:28. The Bible in basic English. For in him we have life and motion and existence. As certain of your verse writers have said, for we are his offspring. Now the King James says it this way: Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotions, imaginations, the image that creates nations. Touch the image, Father, that created the nations, so that your people can come out of bondage. For in him we live and move and have our being. Where? It is in him. I got to get you out of him. I got to con you to get you to come out. Because there's 225 scriptures in the Helios Biblios that tell you to be in Christ. But we don't even understand what Christ means. For in him we live and move and we have our being. I am a spiritual being. I'm not a spiritual doing. As certain also of your prophets or poets have said, for we are his offspring. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but the way my savings account is set up, it's set up in him. So I got unlimited cash. I got unlimited wealth. I got unlimited health. I got unlimited wisdom. And I got unlimited toes. My toes are curled every day, all day. When I sleep, both toes, all 10 toes are curled every night when I sleep. I sleep like a newborn baby, all 4 or 5 hours. Why? Because I'm in him. See, in him, I live and move and I exist. I'm his offspring. Because I know when I consider the heavens, I know that the heavens declare the work of his fingers, the moon and the stars, which he has set in place. Psalms chapter 8, verse 3. See, I know that the heavens declare his handiwork. Psalms 19, verse 1. Psalms 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Psalms 147, verse 4. Psalms 147, verse 4. He determines the number of the stars, and he calls each star by its name. Psalms 147, verse 4. You know how many stars there are up there? And he knows all of them by name. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all understand. See, a lot of people got the wrong God. They got his hand is short. He, you know, he's very limited in the things that he's able to do and to perform. Therefore, you're the offspring of a limited God, so it's like you're limited. But if you're offspring of an unlimited God, then you are limited. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. You see, my brothers, you see, my sisters, we all have been lied to. The dominant culture, oh, they know what's going on. But they just don't want you to know that all wisdom comes from God. James 1:5. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. That means earth is your dirt suit. You need basic instructions before getting out of carbon and going into spirit. That's kingdomology. Kingdomology is God's theology. Kingdomology is God's cosmology. Kingdomology is God's magnetology. It's the ability to magnetize the self. So that way you can overstand the self. That way you can return back to the self. That's the stars. Because you are a star. You have nitrogen, oxygen, carbon. You have nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon. And what was the other one? Nitrogen, oxygen, There's one other one that I'm missing. But we're made up of that stardust, if you want to use that term. The only thing that separates us is carbon. And once that carbon becomes activated, glorified, the way Yahushua put it, you return back to source. You see, my brothers, Psalms 118, Psalms chapter 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. It's this ability to over and understand the God that is revealed from heaven and not fall for this counterfeit conversion, but tap into the true King of Kings and the true Lord of Lords. Kingdomology is truthology. Kingdomology gets you out of the skin that you are in, so that way you're no longer the snake's kin. And it allows you to oscillate and vibrate in the spirit, because God is spirit. Those that work for him, those that worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. My brothers and my sisters, this is just a brief introduction of kingdomology, which I will be going in detail and have already started by going through John chapter 8. This Sunday morning, please join me if you live in San Antonio, Texas, at 411 Fargo, on the east side of San Antonio. Service starts around 11. I'll be up bringing the word around 12. If you can't join me live and in color at 411 Fargo, please join me on Facebook Live. Again, probably right about between 11:45, 12 noon, Facebook Live will pop off. I'll be bringing the word this Sunday. And this Sunday I will be breaking down and be sharing a message coming from John chapter 8, verse 32, one of the most powerful messages that you will ever hear. Because, my brothers and sisters, kingdomology is truthology. And truth, once you get rid of King James Version and you get the version, the truth shall make you free. It doesn't ask. It forces. It demands. Just like a lion. The lion doesn't ask you, would you please get on the plate? You go out in the jungle by yourself and you run up on a full-grown male lion in his prime. You do not have to ask anybody. You don't need no proof. You don't have to consult nobody. Is that a lion? Because guess what? He's going to have IMRs. They call teeth, claws, muscles, immediate measurable results. When he sinks in teeth into your thigh, I mean, hopefully that never happened, obviously, but what am I saying? I'm saying that the word is infallible. Every word has value. Every letter has value. It's extremely important to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, cosmology, theology, and biology. That's kingdomology. Brothers and sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. There's a name written on his thigh that says King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, whom he left to continue to be your teacher. I'm not your teacher. I'm your reminder. I'm just reminding you of what the Holy Spirit has already told you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I'm already here. I'm waiting on you. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your breath. out working you. I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone.